you make good money. A little patch of California poppy, you know, it's not that big. It's maybe, you know, 20, 25 feet across, circular, and, you know, easily made $500 this year on it. There's a lot of bee balm there, and then there's various other crops in there. Oops. Yeah. I don't know about going backwards. Oh, you have a permaculture farm? I thought they only gardened. And it's true, most permaculturists only garden. And I can call mine a big garden, but 2 acres is starting to feel like a lot of work. In fact, I couldn't keep up. Okay, so there's a song that goes by Nelson Denman at the bottom with the big words. Anybody know that song already? Okay, it goes, permaculture, restore the land. Permaculture, restore the land. While I was walking around the town, I saw that we needed a change. Everything was there, it just needed to be rearranged. So I put some swales on the side of the hill, planted some plants in a bunch of gill, and put gabions in the gully just to give the land a chance. And it's permaculture. Restore the land. Permaculture. Restore the land. Well, I built me a mulch garden so the land it would not harden. And
I'm just going to fade that on out. Okay, everyone, hello. A bit late, but you're listening to the Butta on the Bread show every Wednesday from 3-ish to 4-ish. On 101.9 FM CITR. My name is Ryan Rosell, but you can call me whatever you like. I got a great set lined up for you today. I'm going to be playing music, as I usually do. This weekend is a music-packed weekend. It is the Shout Back Festival. A queer, feminist, DIY, anarcho, usually punk festival, anti-capitalist, I forgot that one, that happens once a year and brings sweet tunes and other fun festivities to you for very, very, very cheap. So I'm going to start off with a showcase of a few of the bands. I'm playing 5. There must be 40 bands that are playing at Shoutback this year. It's really exciting. It kicks off tomorrow at Astorino's. If you're looking for something else to do, my friend Reed's band, The Plodes, along with my other dear friend Chris Riffick and the Psychic Alliance, are playing The Plodes tape release at They Live Video. So that's just tomorrow, and then Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Shoutback gets crazy. So I'm going to play a bunch of bands for you from Shoutback. How did I pick which bands to play, since there are so many good ones? I just picked the bands that my friends are in. I got 5 of them. 5 out of 40 isn't bad, I don't think. So let's commence to play some music. This first band, Cascadia, is actually a relatively new friend, Mr. Dan, in the band. He was more just like that guy I saw around. He's a pretty noticeable guy, very tall, long hair, glasses, a nice smile. He's always sporting a very nice smile. And he was at my party at my house, and he apparently I left the float unattended, which is a big box of money from the keg, and he like went up to my roommate and was like, "Hey, this big box of money was unattended, so I hid it in this room. Here it is." And it was just like, wow. So thank you, Dan. I hope your set goes well. I'm going to try to catch them. And yes, let's play some songs. We got Cascadia, Hooves, Lunch Lady, Movie Land, and The Oz coming up. And then we'll be back. If you like any of these bands, you can go online, Google Shoutback, check out where they're playing, and go see them and support DIY, feminist, anti-capitalist, anarcho, queer culture. And you are now, let's begin.
before she was sad inside, and I'm not surprised. I can still make you cry. Don't introduce me to your lover, 'cause I know all about her, and I can kiss you.
Can see them this Sunday at the Strathcona Skate Park for the closing finale of the Shoutback Music Festival. Dear friends of mine, everyone in that band, I went on tour with them from New York City to Winnipeg, Manitoba. Before that, you heard another band. All the bands I played are at Shoutback Movie Land, also good pals of mine. The Oz played off of their most recent release, although not for long. Wonka Pump and Our Town, they are two songs in one. Before that, Movie Land, their song 1, 2, 3, 4, Get Fucked. That is off their album Movie Land Blows Up, but you can also find it on the CITR Mint Records Pop Alliance Volume 3 compilation that we released earlier this year as part of our 2013 funding drive. Before that, more good friends of mine, Hooves, who played at my house last weekend, and they are playing at Art Bank on Friday. That is their song Holy War off their album Dear Nevada. And before that, also playing at Art Bank this Friday, Lunch Lady, DNA, the name of that track. And the set commenced with Cascadia, Yours, the name of the song off their Level Trust EP, another excellent band. And you can see all of them this weekend. Cascadia is playing, I think they're kicking off, yeah, they're tomorrow at Acerino's for the Shoutback Festival kickoff. I was just looking on the Facebook page. There's comp tapes, friendship bracelets, and some pretty wicked t-shirts that you can go get and enjoy some wonderful, wonderful music. And I think they have some workshops and stuff or something. There's some other stuff going on. There's a Shoutback to Hip Hop on Saturday. That's going to be awesome. So if you are interested, you can go online to either, if you just Google Shoutback Vancouver, you can find their Facebook page. There's a ton of bands, and I could only play five of them for you today. So sad. So sad. In other sad news, a dear friend of mine and incredible musician, Mr. Tom, who just goes by Mr. Tom, whose room I'm kind of moving into when he moves out. So I appreciate that, buddy, and I guess I just spoiled it. But he is leaving Vancouver to move to Montreal to make it big in the world of electronic music. He goes under by the name Boha, and he sometimes plays with a live band, but it's all originally composed and created by Mr. Tom. Doesn't even get Mr. Thomas, just Mr. Tom. So I would like to play a track that I heard. I probably even freestyle rapped over this track before it was released. He was just like working on it in his bedroom. And Davina, my other friend, who's in the Oz and Movie Land, who you just heard, was like, "Oh, Tom, play that song for Ryan. Play the song you're working on." And he was like, "Yeah, okay, it's all right, I guess." And then he played this track. It's called Soft Square. And it's killer, and it's even crazier to see it live. So if you live in Montreal or you're going out there, keep your eyes and ears peeled for Boha. We're going to play some other weird electronic music afterwards, and then we will be back. It's about halfway through the show already. Time flies when you play feminist, queer, anarcho, punk, DIY, anti-capitalist music. So without another moment's hesitation, this is Soft Square off the Boil EP by Mr. Tom, also known as Boha. Thank you.
Know about bikes? Everything? Perfect. Nothing at all? Even better. At the UBC Bike Kitchen, you can use our space and tools to do your own bike maintenance, get one-on-one instruction on how to fix your bike yourself, or drop your bike off for us to repair. You can also buy a fully refurbished, guaranteed used bicycle, or a variety of new and used parts and accessories. The Bike Kitchen is UBC's non-profit, student-owned, full-service bike shop. We're located in the basement of the Student Union building. Just look for the stairwell on the north side of the sub across from Gage Towers, or search for the UBC Bike Kitchen on Facebook. Stop by the Bike Kitchen and then get riding.
What you
Was that enough strange electronic music for you? It was for me. Suns, Images du Futur, the name of that album, 2020, the name of that song. That's a good one. I like it. Before that, John Wayne, Oodles of Doodles, is the name of that album. Crazy story about that. The song Tired Loma. Earlier this week, last week, a young fella by the name of Gray, who, if you are a longtime listener of the Butter on the Bread show, you may know. He was on my show a few times. He was also known as the Child Prodigy. He has amazing taste in music, and he's this young high school kid, and I hadn't seen him in a long time, so when he showed up, I barely even recognized him. It's crazy how much you grow at that age. Anyways, he was in the studio. I was like, what? Just like started thinking about my childhood spiraling downwards. Now my beard just gets bigger and like starts to slowly inch up my face towards my cheekbones, and it's awful. It's awful getting older. I got little gray hairs in my head. I saw Gray in the lounge last week. I was like, man, I haven't seen you in a long time. What are you doing here? And what he said, I dang near pooped my pants. I was so excited. He said, I'm making a show demo and I'm just waiting for Nardwar to help me. And I was like, dang, man, you on the right track. And so we just started talking, and I was like, I should say something that they should play on their show. And I was like, hey, have you guys heard that new John Wayne album, which you might have remembered me playing? It's that rapper guy who number one rap track of the year. That's all I'll say about it. Numbers on the Horde by John Wayne. If you haven't heard it, I don't have time to play it today, and I've played it too much already, but check it out. Anyways, we're talking about John Wayne, or I briefly mentioned it, and they were like, yeah, of course we heard it, because we know all good music, because he was with a friend too. He's not two people. So one of our lovely volunteers was sorting through this big CD bin and like recycling CD cases and throwing CDs out that we can't deal with or had gotten lost. Anyways, there's this green CD. I don't know why it caught my eye. I just picked it up to look at it. I was going to start sifting through it, but for some reason it was like green and had fun writing on it. And I picked it up, put it close to my face to read it. It was John Wayne, Oodles of Doodles, who I was just talking about. I walked from talking to John Wayne to the CD bin and picked up the album you just heard, which was going to be incinerated, probably just taken to the dump. But Oodles of Doodles, it's crazy. It's like 48 tracks. That's all it is. It's actually just oodles of little beat doodles. Dan Shakespeare, ladies and gentlemen, is in the house. Dan, what's going on, my man?
Oh, well, I'm just getting over a cold.
Yeah, I heard about that. How are you feeling?
Oh, I think I'm okay.
Yeah?
Do
you have anything else you'd like to add? Are you heading out, or?
Oh, not right now, actually, because I have no friends to hang out with till 6:15 outside of here.
Oh my gosh, you poor, poor fella.
Yeah.
What are you going to do till then?
Well, I guess I'll be here for like another hour or so.
Okay, well, I wish you the speediest of recoveries, Dan Shakespeare, host of the Shakespeare Show. What time?
Oh yeah, 1 to 2 on Wednesdays.
1 to 2 on Wednesdays. Thank you, Dan. Before John Wayne, I played a little Bohaw for Mr. Tom Speakman. Dirty Tom, Tom.com, inventor of MySpace. You can call him whatever you want. All I know is he's moving out and I'm moving in. And while I'm excited about that part, he will be missed. You will be missed, Tom. Okay, let's move on. Wow, time is flying. What's next? Oh, there's a birthday in the house, of course. How could I forget? Happy birthday to Daptone Records, one of the greatest record labels of all time out of Brooklyn, New York. That might not be true. One of my favorite record labels of all time, bringing funk and soul to you for 10 years. 10 years of Daptone Records. So I'm going to play a few jams by them. First, a man who's really been doing it big, making the circuits, Charles Bradley. They just re-released this song on a 7-inch. Where Do We Go From Here, the name of the track, and then one or two more cuts from Daptone Records, and then I will be back to close us out.
Gotta make that change. We gotta all make the change. My brothers, my sisters, it's time to make this world a brighter place for the generations to come can find love and peace, what we left them. So I wanna tell you over and over again, brothers, sisters, listen to me from the heart. Come on, brother.
Terrific.
You always wanted his character to be bigger than life.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is without question the greatest sports and entertainment event of all time. Be a part of it Monday
from 1 to 3 p.m.
The Parts Unknown Show on 101.9 CITR. Sometimes cosmoses collide.
Break your fingers!
Fight for your life!
Yo, 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 MTV in the house! I'm Hulk Hogan, and this
is the CITR radio station. On September 5th, CITR is having an open house at our station located in the Student Union building on the UBC campus. Whether you're a seasoned programmer or have never been to the station before, drop by between noon and 5 p.m. for a tour, information, or just to say hello. Hulk Hogan and MTV do not approve of this message.
always tracking the speaker, always hitting the star. But with all the hard work, we are raising the bar. Gotta go far, college bound, we are. It's the life, life, life of a scholar. It's the life, life, life of a scholar. It's the life, life, life of a scholar. It's the life, life. Achieving those aims. C, creativity's in my veins. H, honesty, being true to myself. O, and open hands for my brothers for help. L, love for my people, my teachers, my fam. A, inspiring to be all that I can. R, respect to all I meet every day. On the path to college, that's the scholar's way. It's the life, life, life of a scholar. 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 Has set down in the sky and the net has begun. There are some who say we can't, who say we'll come undone. But for each other we could go and never to succumb. To those forces against us, with my brothers and one, reaching new heights, the whole world will be stunned. It's the life, life, life of a scholar. It's the life, life, life of a scholar. It's the life, life, life of a scholar. It's the life, life, life of a scholar.
Two songs by Daftone Records. Happy 10th birthday. You just heard The Three Titans. I wanted to play a song by the Manahem Street Band and then another song by Daftone Records, but I decided why not get two birds stoned at once. I played The Three Titans, three young fellas from Brooklyn, all under the age of 13, rapping about going to college and getting an education, backed by the Manahem Street Band. Is there anything more incredible than that? Nope. No, there is not. And before that, Charles Bradley, Where Do We Go From Here, off his most recent album, Victim of Love. We have time for one more song, and I'm going to play a song now that I heard, or should I say saw, performed on KEXP, which is crazy because one of the members in the band is sitting right down the hall from me. If you don't know what KEXP is, it's the greatest music radio station in the United States. That is just a scientific, objective fact. And it's out, based in Seattle, and I grew up on it. And I never thought that John in the Morning would be announcing Weed, the band, with Hugo and Kevin and Will. And I don't know the drummer's name, but he seems like a cool guy, doing a live set on there. And then what's more, the next day on All Songs Considered on NPR, Weed, again, is there. So these guys are doing it big, apparently. Hugo's been being acting all big shoddy, driving around the station in his Lexus, giving away free Rolexes to everyone but me. I want a free Rolex, Hugo, and I don't understand why I don't get one after all the nice things I've done for you. Compliments on your lush hair. I've even touched it sometimes. Maybe that's why I didn't get the Rolex. Songs Considered on NPR and a live in-studio session on KEXP with John in the Morning. It's amazing. This song was featured on KEXP as the song of the day. You can download it for free there, or you can pay Weed and get this 7-inch, I think it's actually a full album, and it's coming out September 10th. The album is called Deserve. This song is called Silent Partner. The band is called Weed. I'm called Ryan Rosell. The show is called Butter on the Bread. This radio station is called CITR. The show after this one is called Snow Whale. And thank you very much for listening.